Ventura Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First agenda item is the approval of the agenda. Is there any, is there a motion to approve the agenda? I'm not sure if there's a lot of change on here.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is approval of the minutes from our regular meeting on May 1st, 2012. It says attached to the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
One thing.
Yes.
The two gentlemen that spoke at the last meeting, Chris Holland and Max Whitley, because we both have the same name, and I'm the only one that voted against it. Can you put in there something about not related? Is it something like that needed?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can certainly do that, parenthesis.
Okay.
I didn't know you all were related.
Yeah, so.
We're not related.
How do you know?
Why don't you go on? just for reference, on page 4 of the agenda that records the vote, that why don't we have a parenthesis after Whitley saying not related to Max Whitley of Green Sky Wind Systems.
Hey, so just copy on the notes.
Okay, any other changes?
What was the previous tax rate?
Oh, I'll tell you, these council members. Is there a council member on the phone?
I'm not sure.
He's starting to feel better.
Is he going? There, now he's throwing furniture.
Don't just close the lock and go transfer.
All right, is there a motion to approve the minutes with the suggested change? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Person to address commission. I don't see a whole lot up here, so we'll move on to old business. First item is item A, alternative energy, kind of an update status of the ordinance amendment. I'll go ahead and provide that. The last council meeting, I presented our recommendation with the amended changes that we had made the prior week. There was a little bit of discussion, not much at all, and it was approved as presented. And you know, I have to say that I was expecting that the two representatives from Green Sky Wind System to show up because we invited them. And so I had prepared a whole presentation on the sound and all the research on it and everything like that. And they didn't even show up, but I gave it to the council anyway. So they all have copies of the noise research that's been done on wind systems. But it wasn't needed. Nobody was there. There was really very little discussion. And we were thanked for our diligent work on developing the alternative energy ordinance, and it was passed, and I believe will become, yeah, I believe it's law now, right? Is it a part of our ordinance system as of being passed? Okay. Okay, agenda item number B, 5B, is the K Avenue plan update and further discussion. I don't have any additional update other than I believe the council is now talking about putting a sidewalk down in K. That was discussed, but I don't believe that was passed. I mean, what's the status of that?
What exactly is the status?
We approved it. There's $15,000 going to
that's right.
But it's approved with the understanding that the city does not pay any more than $15,000, so they can't come back in and say, no, we need another $15,000. So they can, DOT's paid for part of it, and we can go ahead and start doing it, but that's our limit.
The reason it kind of surprised me is when we were talking about it, and again, we were charged by the mayor to look at the rezoning of that strip down K Avenue. And, you know, we had a public hearing, we talked about it, we've gone out and done some research about some other sort of things. And it was my understanding, actually, that that we were going to have kind of a joint discussion before the sidewalk was put in as to what we were going to plan on doing with that. So I was a little surprised to see the sidewalk kind of move forward.
Well, that came from SLAP.
SLAP was actually very aggressive at trying to have a discussion with us about what to do, so they kind of independently, I think, you know, brought that to the council.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. This seems to have kind of fallen in the background in terms of the interest of the mayor and the council. It seems that there was high interest about 3 or 4 months ago in terms of looking at this. And every time I've talked to the mayor and the council, there's been no real push to push ahead on this. So maybe some guidance on this, because this is a huge effort. We're going to take this on. This is an immensely large effort to go through this type of process. And yeah, we want to have everybody on board.
Yeah, this won't be, you know, an hour a month.
Right.
But I did note that in the old business section of the minutes from the past meeting is that, as my understanding, you were going to be discussing scheduling a workshop with council at the meeting.
And I didn't do that.
So we do not have that?
We do not have a workshop. I presented the ordinance, and you know, then I didn't think about the workshop. So
well,
we can certainly do that for the next council meeting. What's your general opinion as a representative from the council as to the interest in this at this particular point, let's say during the summer, pushing out this, or is there more interest in the park?
Well, I think everybody's interest right now is around finishing the park. I don't know how much they really want to go ahead with it during the tourist season, because I don't know how many people would show up for any kind of community meeting. I'm having enough trouble getting people to come out for the Green Bay workshop that we're having. But I think council itself is very interested in...
In pursuing and pushing ahead on this?
Yeah. Yes.
But it's just not at the top of the list at the moment. So we could be doing some preliminary planning and discussing in terms of that.
Yes.
But it sounds like a workshop, you know, maybe to get through the summer, get through the tour season, because of some of the people that would be involved in the workshop are actively involved in running businesses during the tourist season. It sounds like maybe if we're going to do a workshop, it might be better scheduled for September. I don't think there's any real hurry-up pressing requirement for this. So, I mean, would that be your suggestion? Maybe it's something along the September
after workshop? After school was back in and some of the businesses calmed down a little bit. And I don't know how much you guys discussed this before I was involved in it. I know the mayor's opinion on it, but I guess I've been thinking more and more, and this is personal, this is not from the council itself. I'm a little concerned about this. We will pass it and they will come. And I'd really like to see us look at some more. What kind of businesses do we want there and not want there, and what's the feasibility of us working with the marketing committee? I know we don't have an economic development committee anymore, but at least the marketing committee to go out and get either a feel for what businesses would work in that area, or actually try to entice businesses to come into there.
I'm a little concerned about doing it with
no purpose in mind whatsoever, and nobody ever does anything. Or are we really doing it to help the business district expand, bring in more business to the community, bring in businesses that our residents want? And if so, it's just changing the zoning to a new zoning going to make that happen, and I don't see that happening.
I think when we had talked about it, it would be changing the zoning plus a form-based planning system type of combined. So, you know, this would be a multi-use zoning or an overlay district. And associated with that, you'd have to have some requirements as to what any project, it would be a multi-purpose with a commercial activity on first floor and say residential activity on the second and third floor, what that would have to look like. So it wouldn't only just be kind of a use-driven zoning process, but also form-based planning. And so we actually did some preliminary work. I mean, we'd all done a little bit of work in terms of seeing what other cities had done that had done something like this. And there are consultants that work in this area, and there are many cities and communities and coastal communities that have done exactly what we're talking about.
Because I guess I'd like to be a little more aggressive about it. And, I mean, the design would be wonderful. The whole form base, everything would be really nice. But does that mean it's going to happen?
Right.
Or to what extent do we want to really get involved in trying to bring businesses
in? And that's an interesting question because, you know, again, as an economist, the people that will be most against this is the existing business community. Okay, and that's something that I think everybody needs to realize is this represents competition. I mean, right now it's basically a mini monopoly there. And this clearly would, you know, break into the monopoly a little bit about what's going on. So you're going to have some interesting, interesting discussions, I think, you know, during the workshop that in terms of the overall dynamics of the economics, the marketing, you know, who might want it, who might not want it, including the residents. And some of the residents might see it as a way of enhancing the value, because typically a multi-use zoning would enhance the value versus a strict residential. Other people may object to it because they don't want a store next to their residential property. So it's going to be the interesting politics, I think, of this process.
I can see all of that. I mean, I think we have to identify and then explain to all the interested parties, all the stakeholders, in terms of how does it benefit each and every one of them and the community at large. And if we can do that, I think it's a matter of putting together, you know, the kind of legislation and guidelines that if the community continues, if it still wants the things that we are talking about. And, you know, this is all as a result of a survey. It wasn't something, you know, the mayor came to us and said, hey, look, I think it's a good idea. The community said, we want more things in town to do. The tourists have said they need more options and when they're down here. And, you know, has that changed? I mean, we're continuing to build and grow in this community. I mean, you know, just talking to Alan, I mean, he's building a house. There's houses being built all up and down. John may know more things that are going on, you know. And we're beginning to, you know, more residential kinds of properties. So maybe it even needs to be, the survey needs to be refined. Are we talking about the same percentage of property owners are more at least half-time residents who would use the commercial entities that are in our community? Has that changed? Has that dynamic changed? Because there's a lot more people living here full-time and or as a long-term second resident. I think maybe even a certain survey was done. Survey of what, 2006, 7?
7, like, my 6.
You know, that's a lot ago. That's 6 years ago.
And then I didn't realize through this until it was actually pointed out by the mayor, but actually the K Avenue into a multi-use was actually part of our general plan. So it's actually in our general plan. But if I remember, we had a discussion a couple meetings ago that before we have a workshop, we really need to have something to show people. If I remember, that one of the issues is rather than just talking about it, is that actually the commission was going to come in maybe with some examples of what it would look like from other communities.
Well, I can speak to that because in the meeting in April, I brought some information I was looking for here, and I don't have it. It is in the minutes that we received on for the April meeting, in which I did review and then talk to, review the zoning ordinances and land use plans for communities up and down the North Carolina coast, and identified three that actually had some language in there that would make it similar to what we're trying to do. And there's only one that really has an actual plan for mixed-use kinds of spaces, and that was Sunset Beach. And the fella down there is, you know, would be my choice of words, thrilled to have us come down and take a look at what they have and what it means in terms of how the land is used, how what kind of businesses are in there, how does it mesh in with the residential property, what's the traffic flow issues, anything from parking to signage, anything we're going to look at.
And then if I remember right also, I brought in actually some language from a from a Florida community. So I, this would be my suggestion is that we schedule a workshop for September after we're out of the season, but that we continue our kind of our one-on-one investigation of what's out there, and then in our August meeting, our PNC meeting in August, what we do is we actually kind of bring together some stuff and put together some visuals that might be appropriate for the workshop. I mean, does that work for everybody? That kind of takes the pressure off of us in terms of what we need to do in the next couple months.
Well, you know, maybe before the August meeting, I'm not sure who else, but at least I would like to do it. And maybe John, you would be the appropriate person because this person is there. Planning officer, building inspector, whatever, I can't remember the fellow's name at this point. Whoever else would like to go, if we can do it under the sunshine law, just go down, maybe take some pictures, you know, blow some stuff up, look at the community, see if he has any kinds of literature or whatever that kind of demonstrate what we have. They have down there. They may even have some downtown kind of shots, you know, I mean, that they use for marketing in the whole day. After talking to that person, and I know the stuff in Florida is good, but I think our community can relate probably more to Sunset Beach than they can to really neat little town of Florida, whatever that happens to be.
Oh, I think it's good. In fact, I'll be glad because I'm interested in the Florida one since you've talked to Sunset Beach, and I think we all just should get some examples of what what might work, and then for our August meeting we bring it together. We set up a September workshop that would also give us probably our September meeting also prior to the workshop.
Sure.
So we'd have two meetings that kind of pull this together then, and also July too. We have a meeting in July also. But if you push the workshop out to September, I think it takes away from the pressure of some of the issues coming up during the summer. If that's
I don't even know if the guy in Sunset Beach, if we're in the middle of his tourist season and high activity, whether he's got time for us as well. So I think we have to be sensitive to that type of thing. Maybe it's not even an issue.
Would it make sense to have the workshop prior to the council meeting in September? Would that be a good time for the workshop? You think?
Well, we usually meet the third Tuesday, so I guess I'd have to look at a September calendar if that's as long as we can get it after Labor Day before that third Tuesday, because otherwise you only have that week left in September if you have it after the council meeting.
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't do it the same night you're having the council meeting.
Third Tuesday? No, not for the workshop. Okay.
Third Tuesday in September is the 18th.
How about if we...
So it's really about halfway through the month.
Well, what would be the best procedure to coordinate with the council about setting up a workshop that's appropriate time? After our September meeting, we don't want to do it before September meeting, but sometime after our September meeting for P&Z to set up a workshop.
I'd just let Nancy Hewitt know, and she just sets it up, coordinates.
If you want to coordinate one with the council, probably the best thing to do is put together 3 to 4 dates that all of y'all are okay with. Mm-hmm. That can be presented to council.
That's a good idea.
That can make
and
a choice
we're meeting
from.
In about 2 weeks, so we could go on and discuss at our next.
Does somebody have some
good date with
days that are better than others? I mean, I should be pretty flexible. I don't think I have night classes.
No, not that far out. Hmm?
Thursday's good for me. I'm off on Thursday.
How about Thursday? Thursday in September.
Now, are we trying to coordinate something with, is council going to be, is going to be a joint workshop? Okay.
Like the last
and the community?
It would,
I thought it was going to be the committees and council.
Right. A committee that, we were going to have the committees too.
Yeah.
Well, then, we need to get Nancy Avery to poll the committees to find out what kind of days are going to work.
And I believe the committees that we're most interested in is the parking committee.
SLAP,
yeah.
Yeah.
And council members. So it's just what we had said before was SLAP and then council members.
I mean, they're all public meetings, the public can come.
Sure.
I think we should get everybody, all the committees on the same page and everybody.
So it's still sometime before the September council meeting, correct?
It could be before or after the council meeting. So I want to make sure it's after the P&amp;Z meeting so we can use that P&amp;Z September meeting to kind of put together our visuals.
Sometime in September then.
After.
If you're talking about Thursday, I'd say you're looking at either the 13th or the 20th.
Okay.
Maybe.
Either one should be fine.
So that's either side of council's meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
BOA's meeting the 4th, Tuesday in September for training.
24th or 25th.
So that's going to be out.
In the meantime, I'll continue looking at this one Florida thing and see if I can get some visuals because I have the language, but I didn't have any visuals. There's also that consulting group. Remember I run that big consulting group?
Right.
And I maybe I can give them a call now. We don't want to use them. I believe their quote on that thing was something like $105,000 or something like that.
Can you work that in the budget now?
That's the right word. John, do you remember Craig Reynolds did the PMV project? You know,
Craig?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he did it?
Okay, any further discussion on the K Avenue plan?
Only in the sense that I know they were talking about a sidewalk on K Avenue. I'm assuming it's the north side of the street.
Yes.
And is there any sense of where it would be from?
Be 10 feet off the road.
No, I mean, is it, I can remember where the sidewalks are. Is it third to sixth or?
That's correct. The sidewalk ends at third, and so it would continue on fourth or third all the way through sixth, yes. Or to seventh.
That costs $15,000.
That sounds cheap.
Well, they're matching.
In this workshop, this would be council, our committee, and parking committee, and no public comment, or would there be public comment?
I can't remember how it works as far as workshops. I believe the public can attend, but we're not asking for public comment. But decisions can't be made.
I think it's really up to us because remember we had the one with the businesses a few years ago, several years ago, with the businesses and then with the townspeople, and it was almost like a mini charrette. And the public participated in it a lot. And if we can get business owners and managers and all there, I would love to see them have an opportunity to say something.
I think all stakeholders should have an opportunity to have something to say.
And we actually have had one public hearing, not a hearing, but a discussion. Remember, we had about four or five people show up.
We did.
And if I remember right, there was a little concern about how they were noticed.
Well, it turned into a sidewalk conspiracy, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was parking and sidewalks.
It was a parking and sidewalk conspiracy.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to get sued because of the stormwater issue.
All right, any further discussion? And obviously, we're going to have July, August, and September P&Z prior to this workshop.
Right.
So we've got plenty of time to work out the details of that. But let's go ahead and kind of organize that for you.
John, a little later on, I got to go up to Youngstown for about 10 days. When I get back, we have a conversation about whether you'd be interested in...
Sure, we can try to arrange a time to go up there, go down.
Okay. And whoever else would like to go, and I'm not sure whoever.
I'll give a guy a call and see if he can meet us for lunch. And
yeah.
Do a little afternoon type deal or something.
Yeah. That wasn't Sunset, no, was it Sunset or Holden? It was just voted as one of the top 20 beaches.
Holden.
Was it Holden Beach? Okay. Okay.
In somebody's survey.
Any further discussion on K Avenue plan? Okay, next item, potential driveway ordinance revision.
You've got it there in front of you. Everything that is current is in black. Everything that I'd like to add is in red. Of course, it's open to any changes or modifications you might feel like needs to happen. In the second paragraph of the existing ordinance, it used to say any type impervious surface across the town right of way shall be limited to 24 feet wide in total. I'd like for it to be edited to say any type of driveway or impervious surface. So we're adding driveway or impervious. I never even noticed that before, but that could have potentially been an issue in the past. But I'd like to add that. And then on the, let's see, one, two, three, four, fourth paragraph.
Okay, just very quickly on that, and this may be trivial. Okay, when you say total, if they've got two driveways coming out, you'd have to add them up and it can't exceed 24.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay. We've got quite a few of those. Then on the fourth paragraph, it used to say driveways located in the setback area of residential lots shall be limited to 36 feet in width. I'd like to add wooden or gravel driveways are permissible in any district when serving a single-family residence and shall be considered pervious. Any other material used to construct a driveway is considered impervious.
How about some of this pervious material, the specialized pervious materials that are out there? You want to have language that would allow them to submit it to you?
I feel like it's way too wide open, and I'll explain why. I've sat in two different presentations on pervious concrete. Pervious concrete is pervious for about 6 months. After that, it becomes regular concrete. And I'll explain to you why. Pervious concrete, it's got about 1,000 PSI. So number one, it's not as strong as normal concrete. A normal concrete driveway is around 2,500 PSI. So automatically, you're running into quite a few issues with that because you're going to have that thing cracking all over the place. Number two, when you first put in a pervious driveway, it drains anywhere from 6 to 8 gallons a minute, which is an incredible amount of water, really. And then within 6 months, it drains 3 to 4 gallons per minute. And within a year, it's just about like regular concrete. You have to have a preventative maintenance plan, which basically consists of going out there for a few moments, chop back, and vacuuming it out. First of all, I don't want to have to keep track of somebody's maintenance plan on vacuuming their driveway. And I just think it defeats the purpose. I mean, if you want to put something in there that is truly pervious, that's not the answer, in my opinion.
Okay. Just one other real quick question on this, because, you know, I mean, you're 24 feet total wide, it says any type of driveway or pervious surface. If they put in a pervious, prior to putting the word driveway in there, That would allow them to put a pervious thing all the way across because it's not impervious. Is that why you're putting the word driveway in there to prevent exactly that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because that wouldn't look very good. Somebody threw gravel throughout their whole front yard.
And that,
the way it's currently written.
I think the original intent was so that we did not have an entire street of driveways, so to speak.
Right. But the way it was written, obviously they put gravel because it's pervious all the way across and not have any green space or anything. So by putting the word driveway in there now, you'll take care of that. So even if it's gravel, it still has to be 24 feet.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
If it's one car length across, and in fact it's really a parking area and not a driveway, is it? Does that change anything in terms of their qualification?
You're talking about you've got an ingress and egress that is a car width, so basically 9 feet width.
Car depth. I mean, you pull off the street and there's one length of a car before you get to their garage door.
Okay.
So they're not really driving in it. They're either parking in it or pulling into the garage. Okay. Yeah. So, by definition, is that a driveway?
Yes. By definition, the area between the road edge to your property line is determined as a driveway. Because technically, that area is town right-of-way. That should never be considered part of your required parking.
Okay.
So that would be considered your driveway.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Okay. And in terms of patios. I mean, we really don't speak to patios in here. People put in some huge patios, whether they're, what is the qualification of pervious? That means that it drains through the material.
What I consider pervious?
Yes.
Or what I feel like the county town should consider pervious? Wood or gravel?
Okay. So, an impervious surface, you only allow a certain amount of it on a residential lot?
65%, yes, sir.
Okay. And that would include any concrete or any pervious, impervious surfaces, such as patios that are built after the fact and all of that? Because you'd have to provide, they'd have to get a permit for you to build those anyway, right?
I suppose. Anything that's covered under a roof or concrete, that's the way I treat that. Yes, sir.
But if you're just taking 12 by 12 little things and putting them out there, I mean, that's really pervious. I mean, they're bricks, but they, I mean, it drains out to the
ground. You're talking about the pervious pavers now. If you go to Walmart and you get a bunch of those things, you're putting them out just on your grass?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah, that's going to drain water.
Yeah, that's going to drain water.
I didn't even want to hit in the pervious pavers here, and Alan, I'm sure he'll back me up here. If you put pervious pavers in the way that they're supposed to be put in, they are not pervious in any way, shape, or form.
So the holes clog up in it, or is that why?
Well, when you put in those pervious pavers, usually you put a 6 to 8 inch base.
Okay.
Of fine gravel.
Yeah.
Okay. That's packed and tamped.
That's underneath.
That's correct. And then you put your pervious pavers down. Some of them are interlocking. Some of them are, you just have it in a form that it fits in real nice and tight. And then you fill it in with sand. That's not going to drain water. Sorry.
Another suggestion I have, I mean, wooden or gravel driveways. Gravel driveways are pretty. Depends, like, it's the same thing going back to the pervious pavers. Some people will put that ABS down first and then put the gravel on top of it. Oh. And then that becomes an impervious driveway. The only thing is the 6 inches of gravel is what's going to hold the water. That's it.
Yeah.
So there is an issue with the base. And the other thing about wooden driveways, I mean, on Howard Hill, they built a E-pay driveway, butted tight, screwed together. It's not really drip through when it's butted tight, and E-pay doesn't absorb water.
And that's, I put wooden in there with that one in mind.
You want to add like drip through wooden or something.
Yeah, and I didn't hit there because normally you would have the shrinkage, no matter how tight you put it in there.
And if you use an E-pay, it doesn't shrink.
If you're an E-pay, it doesn't shrink. I would have to agree on that. So.
You know, if it's treated and stuff, it'll shrink.
So, yes, I'm very open to putting in wooden driveways that
drip
provide
a little drip-through type wooden driveway.
Drip-through type wooden driveway.
Which paragraph? Last paragraph?
Yes, sir. Last paragraph. Right in front of wooden, let's just put drip-through type.
Okay.
Put drip-through wooden gravel driveways.
That would take care of what you were talking about, from the plastic underneath the
right, installed on a, put it, and you can also add, if you want to, installed on a pervious base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drip-through wooden or gravel driveways installed on a pervious base are permissible in any district.
Yep, I like that.
That's a good one.
Is there a motion to approve? Do you want us to approve this? Is that what you're doing? I mean, do we actually have to approve this, or is this for information?
I'm asking for your comment and your direction. If you're happy with it, then it's going to have to be sent to council to schedule a public hearing on it.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's going to be sent to council, we can certainly make a motion to approve it. It is a planning type of issue, so we can certainly do that. Send it to council with our approval. Is there a motion to approve the amendments to section 19-321.5 with the recommended changes as identified in red, including the language that we just mentioned. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, next agenda item, new business. Does anybody have new business?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we doing in terms of advertising for and selecting a new member?
Oh, that was member, I was speaking. Okay, regarding that. That's okay.
I apologize.
We can make it new business. We will make it new business.
Spoke to the town clerk. We are not advertising in the newspaper. However, it is on our town website and it is going out on a weekly newsletter.
Okay.
By the email, so. I guess she said we don't normally advertise by paper anymore.
Double check on that because I haven't seen it in the weekly news.
Talked to her 5 minutes before we came in here.
Didn't see it in last week.
I will double check once again. We'll check the emails, make sure it is on there. But she did tell me that just before this meeting.
And as far as the process goes, will we have an opportunity to see the application, or is this strictly council action?
Now, I've asked about that several times, and I've gotten a different response every time I've asked about it. Everything from the fact that you guys didn't want to be involved or have anything to do with it.
No.
The council didn't want you to be involved. Or
it's the latter.
It is definitely the latter. Several things in between. Frankly, I think you should have an opportunity to interview them and make a recommendation. That does not mean the council has to take your recommendation. But I'll be glad to bring that up again at the next council.
I can, to the old member here, it's clearly it was taken. That's exactly what we did previously. We would interview people, we would make a recommendation, and then the council would approve that recommendation. Obviously, the right of the council to do that. There's no question, absolutely no question, that was taken away. That process was taken away from us. And that we were asked to not be involved in any of that process, interviewing, looking at applications, or anything like that. And actually, several of the P&Z members, including myself, stood up for the council and argued that the prior method was a much better way of doing this versus taking it away from us. And it was, I forget what the vote was, but clearly it was taken away from us. So since that time, we've generally just washed our hands and said, okay, well, the council took it away from us, and it's up to the council.
And it was all due to the fact they did not like our recommendation.
Oh.
They sent it back, and then they changed the rule. They tried to change the rules and said, send us two. And we sent them one, like the way it always was. And they did not like the person we were recommending, so that's why they took it away.
They can always.
They didn't want to stand up.
Select somebody didn't recommend.
Say no.
Yeah.
So instead of saying no, they changed the
thing. Well, let me take it back to them again and say you have the opportunity of hopefully one or more individuals applying, and that I believe you should be granted an opportunity to interview.
If you want to put out that on the council agenda for discussion, that would be great. It's probably not something that we should bring forward.
I'll be glad to do it.
Okay.
I did have one more comment on that, and hopefully the committees in town are representative of the citizenry. And I'm not sure the last time a woman sat on this commission, but it would probably be good if there are any women who are interested who have basic qualifications to sit on the committee.
It's been
3 years.
Yeah, and we actually had
another
one.
Yeah, it was on. Okay.
I'll tell you that back. A year and a half ago, Ann Brodsky was on.
Ann Brodsky was on. And she had
prior to that was Jan Foster.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of that.
Speaking of that, there was a member who, at the last council meeting, was interviewed for a position. And I forget what the position was. She was
on the MPO.
Yeah, and she would have been perfect for the Planning Commission. In fact, I think somebody even mentioned that.
Is that Board of Adjustments?
No, it wasn't Board of Adjustments.
But I mean, it was Board
She's a local attorney.
She's a local attorney who specializes in planning, and and somebody had mentioned that, well, why don't, you know, I mean, you'd be perfect for P and Z. I'm not sure if that needs to, you know, that would be...
You're talking about the girl that got on Board of Adjustments.
Right.
No, it wasn't Board of Adjustments, well, no.
The other girl was WMPO, and she was an architect.
Architect, that was it, yeah. She was an architect in the last... And I was thinking when she was doing the presentation and the interview that she would be perfect for that.
You might consider calling her, ask her if she's interested in being on two committees. Because the other one is outside of the town.
Right, right.
It's not really on a town.
They just can't do a Board of Adjustment and P and Z.
Right, right. And the only other thing, too, is that I'm not sure if there may be a legal requirement for advertising for P and Z because it is a state... It's a little bit different than other committees and commissions that you may want to check that. I know we've advertised it in the past, and there may be a legal requirement to having to advertise that, you know, because it is just a little bit different than other committees.
I'll speak to her again about it more.
Okay. We do generate ordinances, but I think that's...
Yeah, so there may be a requirement. Any other member item? The only other member item I have is that Tim will be looking at the council agenda for next for this month. Tim is going to be awarded a plaque for his serving on the committee. I am in San Diego, so I will not be there. So if other members of the commission could be there for the presentation, I think that would be great.
In July.
That's the June meeting that's coming up in 2 weeks from tonight.
So what's the date? The 5th?
Yeah, I believe it's...
Yeah, so it's the 5th. It's on our calendar.
I'm not coming back to the 24th, so I unfortunately will not be there. So, if we could, you know, have a couple members of the commission there for the presentation. Any other member items?
A couple of months ago, we talked about putting on the agenda addressing the roof pitch because of that freeboard, wonderful freeboard, and then it never was put on the agenda for discussion.
It'll be done for next month.
Sometime we probably need to
start on the July meeting.
What is that?
Roof pitch.
Roof pitch, for that one-foot freeboard requirement to have.
I'm assuming that's only the common piece to have contractors. Meetings with all the contractors about the new codes that come up. I think all that's going to come up.
We've got the same for
the Nancy code, I think, affect it too.
Basically, so it's something.
And you change the building code. Additional foot, and that
always pushes it
all out. If you're holding it at 35 feet. Yeah, hold it at 35 feet. So, any other member items? All right. Is there a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Excellent. There is more building going on now that you can see it. Is it?
Yeah.
Side to side. See this side. So
not my church in front. Across the street.
Call you about. I'm not calling you about.
When you write it all,
no.
Okay.